This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, do I have this right? Chief Investment Strategist, BMO Capital Markets, our guy, Wilmer's own, Brian Belsky. Okay, the big number today is 2.8%. We're up in the last quarter. Explain and tell me how people should react to this.
Well, thanks for having me, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's an honor to be here in studio. A couple times ago when we did this right after the economy, and you said, give me one word. And I said consistent. And then my son taught me this little trick. I still don't really know how to do it, but you can look at the comments that people make, stuff online. Someone said, consistent? What are you talking about, Belsky? We're going into a recession. How long ago was that? I mean, that was a while ago. I mean, people are so, they have their predestined thoughts about the economy. Listen.
About everything, let's be honest.
Well, just the last caller.
I like the back and forth with the joke.
It is, but I mean, you know, so many, just like in, like life is like investing, investing is like life. We focus on one binary thing, and then that's all we can think about. Just like buy, sell, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so on the GDP print, better than expected, bonds went down, yields went up. The market actually was down in the beginning and then rallied later in the day, is up as far as I know right now. But we're in
the market was atrocious yesterday.
Of course it was. Of course it was, because you know we've had this huge move in stocks. People have been too concentrated in technology. We've been warning people about a pending pullback. That doesn't change our longer term view that we think we're in a 25-year secular bull market, meaning stocks are going to go up for 25 years overall from a compound annual growth rate basis. But we were overheated.
Which is remarkable, by the way.
It's amazing. I mean, but I think we're going to be kicking ourselves 10 years from now looking back at the current period and why we did not buy more small companies, why we didn't buy more value companies. And I still believe over the next 3 to 5 years, the United States stock market is going to be the best place to be. Now, on a near-term basis, what's happening in the economy and what's happening in the stock market is we're heading toward normalization. And normalization means kind of 3 to 4% 10-year treasuries, 10 to 15% in earnings growth, 10 to 15% return in stocks. That's really, really good. But we're still kind of fighting off the COVID periods in the liquidity. And liquidity relative to history is still ample. People would say we're tight liquidity and mortgage rates are high. But if you just need some perspective, think about when you bought your house in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yep.
A lot higher interest rates. I remember I always like to tell a story. I was a
$189,000, 1993.
Oh my
Plymouth,
gosh.
Minnesota, baby.
I remember I had zero, okay, let's be honest, negative credit in Los Angeles, California, and my car broke down. I put $200 down on an 88 Nissan pickup at Magic Ford in Valencia, California. Guess what my guess what my interest rate was?
Oh,
21%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's perspective. So, I mean, I think that we need to kind of get through this. The economy is still positive. The key thing is that that unemployment is still around 4%. And that's really, really good. And it's going to be interesting to see what the effect of some of this is going to go on the election going forward, because things are pretty good.
Okay, so let's stay with that. I saw another story. I'm sure you saw it too. New York Times. I've had a chance to either consume individuals say this or stories on a regular basis suggesting, I guess now, whether it's Harris or Trump, that we're probably going to have a very good economy. And you cited a lot of reasons why already. But that maybe the inflation is going to come down. Some of the other areas are going to be even in a better position. So whether it's Harris or Trump, most likely, and they're going to have different philosophies, clearly, but that we're going to see this economy get even better the next 2-3 years. And some of it will be by the policies they implement, and some of it's because what is already happening right now to lead up to that.
Right. So a couple things. I've always said that politics have nothing to do with the absolute performance of the stock market or the economy. They can either dissuade or help. And it depends upon what side you're on. Corporate taxes go down, you're going to see more revenues and you're going to see more jobs. And things come back to the United States in terms of onshoring. And so I think that's a major, major trend. The majority of the stock market returns that we've seen in 2021, 2022, remember, was a really bad year.
Yeah.
2023, and so far this year, is all about liquidity. And so we had 0% interest rates. I remember in January of 2021, I wrote this report because I was being inundated by naysayers and people worrying about Biden coming in and the blue wave. Remember all that? That we're going to have regulation and all these taxes. And I'm like,
you kept saying, stay steady.
I said, stay steady. I said, listen, don't give politicians any credit for anything, number one. Number two, with respect to the stock market, they really don't, their policies from a longer term perspective really don't have a lot to do with it. And oh, by the way, stocks go down or up because of interest rates. And at 0% interest rates, buy stocks. And that's exactly what happened. And we got ahead of our skis, obviously, toward the end of 2021. We got way too, the prices went up way too much. And that's what really resulted in the big correction in 2022.
Okay. 44 past one. Our guy Belsky's here. We're talking about the market. You want to chime in with a question about the market? You certainly can. StylesFinancial.com, talk or text lines. We're just taking text here, though, right now. 651-461-9226. You tell me either Trump or Harris. And by the way, I will reiterate, I don't think you have to vote just for one of those two. I was out on both Biden and Trump. I'll give consideration to Harris and see, although my inclination is she's further left than where I am politically on some key issues. But a year in to their presidency, so now it's January 2026, either it'll be the same or it will be different. What's your sense on where we will be with inflation?
Down.
Down.
Yeah.
No matter what.
No matter what. Now, the Fed said 2.7% is the target for this year, 2% next year. The trend is in the right direction. And typically and historically, inflation goes up like an elevator, down like an escalator. And we're seeing that. And but, you know, at the end of the day, I think we have now, as consumers, figured out, from the consumer perspective, we're still spending $100, but we're going to very tight places. Like we're not buying Nikes and On. We're buying On.
Yep.
We're being very select in terms of what we're buying, and that's the strength and the consistency of the U.S. consumer. Now, I think at some point, don't mean to be Johnny Raincloud, we're going to have a recession, but we're going to have a normal recession. Again, going back to normalcy. So if you've been an investor less than 10 years, you have no idea what I'm talking about. In fact, if you've been an investor less than 25 years, you have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm talking like mid-90s, mid-80s type of normal recession.
You're not talking 07, 08. We're not talking the pandemic when it was...
No. No, remember, too.
Massive tumult.
We had a double dip recession post 9/11. I mean,
yeah, right.
In 2001 was a capacity-led recession because of technology, and then you had another recession because of 9/11. So those are all kind of not events that don't come around, thank God, in many lifetimes. But we're going to have a normal recession, probably something on the consumer side, and then we're off to the races again. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be an investor. That doesn't mean you should not buy U.S. stocks and continue to be invested. And the U.S. is the most stable country from a political perspective, irrespective of all the silliness that's gone on in this country, especially the last several weeks. We're still, believe it or not, the most stable country in the world.
Okay, let's pause with Belsky. Brian Belsky here, Chief Investment Strategist, BMO Capital Markets. I want to talk about President Trump. He's the favorite. I think if the election was today, he still would win. He's talking tariffs again. What does Brian think about the strong, aggressive tariff policy that the president enacted? This is Donald Trump when he was president. And if he wins, how that potentially could play out. Belsky's great. He's back with his moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Belsky's here. Brian Belsky, BMO Capital Markets. Among the texts, why doesn't Trump get more of the blame for high inflation from all the trade wars and tariffs when he was president? Is that valid? And if Donald Trump wins and he lives up to his words about how aggressive he's saying he will be towards China with tariffs, how will the market react?
Well, the answer to the question is no, because Biden kept all the tariffs against China. People forget that. That's number one.
That's
number
two. Very, very good point.
That's number one. Number two, inflation is caused by liquidity. When you have a bunch of money, you can buy whatever you want. That drives up prices. And so when you have a fiscal response and a monetary response, what's a monetary response? The Fed cuts interest rates, right? Powell did that aggressively. And then Biden comes in and starts writing checks. And after the Fed was done cutting interest rates, Biden was still cutting checks, providing liquidity. So actually, it's the policies of liquidity with respect to the fiscal side of things, giving people money, that's what causes inflation, not the tariffs. Now, now on the tariff side of things, remember, China's importance in the world has dropped off pretty dramatically. And part of it started in 2016-17, it kind of peaked out. Its percentage of world GDP. It's lost 5 to 8 percentage points of world GDP.
How come?
Because the U.S. is doing so much better. And from a fundamental perspective.
So Trump and Biden get credit for that.
Trump and Biden get credit for it. Biden got credit for maintaining consistency with China. Trump got credit for saying, hey, you know what? We're going to make our stuff here. But China peaked out 16-17. And if you take a look at what the problems are, we had a huge bank failure a couple weeks ago. You know, that doesn't get enough press. You had people run on the bank in China. That's number one. Number two, you got demographic problems. You have an aging demographic. And number three, from a nation, they're trying to transition from an industrial-based nation to a consumer-based nation. If you know the Asian culture, especially the Chinese culture, they don't spend money. We in Western society, we spend money like drunken sailors. Let's go. We'd rather finance a trip Italy this summer because we want to get the heck out of here.
That is true. Okay, let's get to the most important issue. Yes or no, are you attending your 40-year high school reunion?
I'm on the fence.
I'm
on the fence. I'm leaning toward yes.
Okay, text me 651-461-9226. Let's say 20, 30, and 40. Did you go to those high school reunions? And did you enjoy it? I told you I went to 5 very briefly, 10 for the full thing, 20, and then I was done.
I don't believe there was a 5. I'm sure people will text in and say, yeah, Belsky, there was a 5.
Yeah.
10, I went.
Yeah.
I flew home from California for that one.
La-di-da.
Everyone was still in the same cliques, hanging out in same circles, talking about everybody.
Yep.
20 was really fun because you're in your 30s. And you're grown up, you have your family, and you talk about things. 30 year was
unless meh. You're the childless cat lady, as
exactly.
J.D. Vance suggested.
Exactly. Or the 30 year was meh.
Yeah.
30 was meh. Yep. So that kind of puts me on
edge. What do you need? What needs to happen at the 40 year for Brian Belsky to feel like it's spectacular? Your high school crush from 40 years ago finally comes up to you and says, I've always been attracted to you.
Listen, my crushes were from 4th and 5th grade.
Okay. I don't wanna, what's her name?
Ann Rimey. I loved her in 5th grade. She knows it, too. She knows it.
Where is she now?
She's in Wilmer, I think.
She's in Wilmer?
Yeah. And then Carrie Brandt. I loved Carrie Brandt 6th grade. She was my crush. And then,
are they married?
Yes, they are. Okay. As far as I know. I don't know. Yeah. It broke my heart. But I wasn't
is he just right now bringing this up just so he's seeing if they hear about this?
I think so. Yeah.
I am. Listen, you know the line from Stripes, I'm the little acorn that became the oak, right? I was a little fat, dorky kid.
Wait, you were Chub Chub?
Chub Chub.
Second Chub Chub.
Chub Chub with glasses. And my mom brought me to JCPenney and bought me Toughskins, what are they called? Hefty Toughskins.
Okay, you're like as fit as can be. When did the Chub Chub days pass you by?
Well, I think it was later in high school, but then St. Cloud was my launching pad.
I would think St. Cloud is drunken fest and debauchery and bad food.
It was. You know, the thing about St. Cloud was if you could get through the first year in St. Cloud, you could pretty much do anything. Especially in 1984. If you got through St. Cloud State in 1984, you could pretty much write your own ticket.
I'm told you've donated $500,000 to St. Cloud.
I can neither confirm nor deny any rumors regarding that.
What do you think that means, Harrigan? $500,000, over or under? Which way are you going for Bills?
Did he donate to the school or the local keggers?
Yeah.
That's probably right.
Okay. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And then we'll make it happen at the fair.
We'll
what's your
fair.
Australian
batter potatoes. You know, I tell you this every year, Australian batter potatoes, and you got to get like a real pronto pup, not a corn dog, pronto pup.
That is correct.
All right.
Thank you, Belsky.
Later.
Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for us to stop talking. Chris Carter right away next hour. It's time for you to invest in Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 75% off installation labor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.